ICQ, the Blue Ridge TV Internet. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Ocean of Amateur Radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins tonight. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic and no additional announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Folks signed in for the pre-check-in here, so let me go ahead and get those folks acknowledged, and then we'll move on to our Echolink and RF check-ins. But up first, I'd like to welcome Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. Hold on 1 second. I just messed up my whole login screen here. Let this drop for 1 second. Right over. Up first, we have Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And Mel is over in Prosperity, so good to get him logged in here. Up next, we got Don and his sweetheart. That's KG4PFI. That's Don's call sign. And Don brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's KG4QLQ, Kilo Gulf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And always good to see Don and Linda in there. Up next, we got Fred. That's Hold on 1 second. W4FCM. Goodness, I'm messing up big time today. Got to get this squared away. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike is Fred's call. Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2, Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. Andrew's over in Simpsonville. Always good to get him logged in here. Up next, we got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's also over in Simpsonville, so good to get him checked in. Up next, we got Pepe. That's Whiskey 4, Tango Alpha Bravo, W4TAB. And Pepe's up in Charlotte, so good to get him logged in through the pre-check-in functionality here. Up next, we got Robert over in River Falls. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Juliet Gulf, KI4LJG. And Robert, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, AA4GH, and that's Gus. Good to see Gus's call sign in here. And almost to the bottom, we got our friend Pat. That's Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH, and Pat's over in Malden. Got a couple more in here. We've got Andy. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, and Andy's up on Table Rock, so Andy, good to see you in there. Up next, we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And last but not least here on my last refresh, we've got Walt. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Always good to see Walt's call sign in there. Let me let this drop, and I'll refresh and be back to check our additional check-ins here. Looks like everybody is acknowledged for our pre-net check-ins. Again, that functionality is available at the Brars.cc website. For folks that may not be available for the 9 o'clock hour for whatever reasons, maybe out of town, don't have access to Echolink, can't make it in through RF, but I like to stay in touch with those folks, get them logged in here to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So again, want to take advantage of that functionality if you're not able to make the 9 o'clock net. Again, if you go out to the Brars.cc website, it'll walk you through how to do the pre-net check-in. So appreciate those folks taking advantage of that. Our RF check-ins usually like to pause for new hams to the hobby, new hams to the area, folks that may not be familiar with our check-in procedures. I know sometimes I can talk a little fast. Looking for check-ins. Any new hams to the area or new hams to the hobby wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter night, if you'll just key up the mic, transmit your call sign, and we'll walk you through the steps to get checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. New hams, and we've got our pre-net check-ins and checking the Echolink node. Looks like I'm the only one signed in there currently just to check on the status. So it looks like we can begin our RF portion of our check-ins, and tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
HR. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tight, 73's to you and everybody on the net.
HR, Magical Michael, now please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Angela, and all on the net.
4HR. Hey, Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be short time tonight. Also, please check in via telephone relay. My daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shows, and she'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
Control. And out. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack over in Rock Hill. Do I have a blessed one? Set 3 down and 4.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Got a good group of check-ins there to start off the net for our Alpha through Delta group. Let me go back up to the top here of the log, and we'll go ahead and get those folks acknowledged here. Up first, we had Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ. And Dave, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next is our Wednesday night net controller and the man wearing multiple hats these days. So, Gary, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by. Of course, Gary's call sign, everybody probably knows, but I'll go ahead and refresh anybody that may not have it. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And, Gary, always appreciate when you can come by. Of course, Gary brings along his sweet little bride, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. So, Gary, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and bringing Miss Joy along as well. Up next, we've got Rick and his family. Always good to hear you, folks. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. That's Rick's call sign. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. And Michelle's down in Ware Shoals tonight. So, Rick, appreciate you bringing the family along and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jack over in Rock Hill, always with the booming signal from Rock Hill. Doing things right, Jack. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And, of course, Jack's call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. So, Jack, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Hope you have a wonderful evening. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here before we move on down the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Everybody for the Alpha Delta group for the moment. With that little thunderstorm that just kind of blew through the area, some folks may have their equipment secured right now. But we'll go ahead and move on to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Mike. Thanks for calling in, sir.
4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Mike. I will be negative, negative. Thanks.
Control. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Check-ins there for our Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight on Saturday night, our first Saturday in July. But I'd like to welcome Patrick, one of our other net controllers. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. And, of course, Patrick, I know he's been doing double duty with Gary, filling in for net controllers. So, again, we're going to take this as an opportunity to see if anybody may be interested in net control positions. Again, it's a lot of fun. I know I think I heard Dave earlier this week get on and play the advertisement for additional net controllers for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Got a good group of folks always willing to help. And again, anyone who has a call sign, licensed amateur radio operator can run the net for us. And it is a lot of fun. Get you out of your envelope, or at least it does for me, to get you on the air. Make sure your equipment's checked in, and it's just good for, to increase your ham radio art. So again, if you're interested in becoming a net controller, if you just reach out to any of the net controllers that are running the net at 9 p.m. every night, 365 days a year, we'll go through that process, let you know what needs to be done, that kind of thing. So, again, just putting that out there, we could always use net controllers. I think the saying is, many hands make little work. So, again, trying to cover 365 days a year. I know, again, I talk about a lot of folks do a specific night. I know I do once every fifth Saturday for me, and they come up really fast for me. So, again, it is a lot of fun, though. So, again, if we have anybody that's interested, definitely reach out, and we can get you set up on net control. But anyway, mentioning that, Patrick, I'd like to welcome you tonight. Again, appreciate everything you and Gary have been doing to kind of fill in and keep the net running in Dave's absence. So hopefully, that'll be short-lived, and we'll be back up and full strength pretty soon. But, Patrick, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got our friend Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. And Harry, always a booming signal in, so tonight is no exception. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Gene. And Gene, I almost keyed up on you. I don't know. I try and be a little slow on the mic, but I heard you key up just before I was. So, Gene, appreciate you coming by. And again, as always, booming signal into the repeater. Gene's call sign, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. W4FHJ, and Gene, always good to hear you. Hope you and yours are doing well tonight. All right, let's give one more call. Echo through hotel, E through H, beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. This normally means we have everybody, so we'll move down to the India through Lima group. I through L, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. It says every threes for each one of you.
4HR. Well, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has had a great Independence Day weekend. And if you're still out there on the road, well, you can't hear me maybe, but I hope you get home safe. 7-3.
Our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sorry for that pause there. Keyed up, and I didn't think my radio keyed up. So, anyway, up first, I'd like to welcome James up on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And, James, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always seem like I need to sit up and be a little more formal because of the location. But anyway, James, appreciate you coming by. Always sounding good. Appreciate you checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4, JBQ. And Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4, MFK. And Larry, got you marked down here for a comment or two. And, yeah, definitely to reiterate what you were saying, if they can hear us through the repeater, definitely be safe and have safe travels. Come back and check in again as often as you can. So, and anyway, Larry, definitely appreciate you coming by, and we'll come to find out how your day was when we get to the RAG2 portion. All right, let's give one more call for the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody for the India through Lima group, and since we're halfway through the alphabet, checking the EchoLink station. Looks like we have a station signed in over there, so we'll pause momentarily for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, this is KA4PQA. Good to get to check in with you again, Mike. I haven't spoken to you in a while. I haven't spoken to you in a good long while. So it's great to get the chance to check in with you again. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic and no rad to you.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Yeah, Stephen, I was trying to watch for you on the EchoLink node because I know you're one of our regulars that come in through EchoLink down in Greenwood. So definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Again, like we talked about, I usually only call the first Saturday of the month, and I missed last month. Had a special little addition to our family come in, so I wasn't able to be here on Saturday night. So, again, I think I may have relayed a couple folks. Got to become a grandfather on the 4th of this past month, so I missed my calling on that first Saturday last month, but had a slightly different here, and Gary was gracious enough to pick up the net for me on that Saturday. But Stephen, hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well tonight. Appreciate that you coming by. Always good to hear you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. All right, looks like we have another EchoLink station, so we'll go ahead and continue with our EchoLink check-ins. EchoLink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Mike, before you go on with the check-ins, I just wanted to tell you from my wife and I, congratulations to you, Mike, on becoming the grandfather, KA4PQA.
At control. Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John, negative and negative. Thanks for running the net. Congratulations. 73's off. KA4GOD.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome John. That's Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta. And, John, that's an interesting call sign for sure. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. And, again, I appreciate the congratulations from Stephen and yourself, too. And, like I say, I didn't really have to do much. I just showed up. So I guess that's the good part. Just had to go down and kind of welcome him here. So it's been kind of a busy month for sure, but definitely appreciate the good wishes for sure. But, John, Stephen, appreciate that you coming by and checking in through the EchoLink node. Definitely feel free to stay as long as you can, and always good to get those stations in here for through EchoLink. All right, let's go ahead and move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, W4HTU, Eddie, Simpsonville, and check out after roll call.
This is N4JRB. Name is Jim, and I'm in Greer.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I think, Eddie, that was you that checked in, and I've got your call sign all messed up. Can you recheck with me, sir? HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I apologize. The first station that checked into the group there, I messed up your call sign. Can you recheck with me and give me your call sign one more time?
This is W4, Norway.
That's you, Whiskey 4, November Tango, Quebec. I think that's you checking in there. I'm not. Something's going on with the radio. There's a little bit of interference there, but I think that was you, Eddie. So if not, come back and recheck with me. I got you logged in here. Up next, I'd like to welcome Jim. That's November 4, Juliet Romeo Bravo, N4JRB. And that should take care of that group. But if I've got your call sign wrong, Eddie, definitely come back and recheck with me.
It was going to talk and went up, but just not going to talk. Anyhow, Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec is right.
what I got. For some reason, I had it entered in wrong, and I knew that wasn't correct. But, yeah, I got you entered in here. Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And, that's probably my problem because it's been an interesting day. That heat just kind of sucked the energy out of me today for some reason. But my ears don't want to work. My fingers don't want to work. my eyes don't want to work. I need to go get my new pair of glasses, but haven't picked them up either. But Eddie definitely got you signed in here. Appreciate your patience with getting you checked in. All right, let's get one more call from Mike through Papa. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls normally means we have everybody for that group. Let's go ahead and move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T. That's Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
HR, good evening, Mike. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
4HR. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4 QLG, this is Chris from Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Net control. And Kilo 4, Yankee Uniform Kilo. My name is Mike, I'm in StarTex, and I'll be negative and negative.
The check-ins there. Starting off with Rusty. That's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, WU2T. And Rusty, good to hear you from over in Moore. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. Always good to hear you on the repeater. Up next, we got our friend Tom. That's November 0 Tango Romeo, N0TR. And Tom, always appreciate you coming by and checking in with us because I know Chris is going to be right behind you. So I can almost start typing his call sign in as soon as I get yours in, Tom. But hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. And, of course, that brings us over to Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Lima Golf. Can't even get Chris's call sign. Let me try that again, Chris. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. There we go. That sounds much better. You know, you get used to hearing people's call signs, so I know when I'm reading them off, that's not the correct phonetics. But, Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And Tom and Rusty, good to get you in here as well. And last but not least in that group, we got Mike. That's Kilo 4, Yankee Uniform Kilo, KK4YUK. And Mike's over in StarTex, so Mike, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Booming signal into the repeater, but that's probably not a surprise to you. But appreciate you coming by and checking in. All right, let's give one more call for the Quebec through Tango before we move on to the ever-patient group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call tonight. You wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Sure. And Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Grable, no traffic, no roundtable.
HR. KQ4QHV, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
Check-ins there as we head to the bottom half of the hour here. I'd first like to welcome Richard. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. And Richard, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next to that group, we've got Nick. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. And Rick, appreciate you coming by. Or Nick, I'm sorry, can't even read my own writing tonight, Nick. So eyes are getting tired as the day goes on. But Nick's over in Pendleton, so Nick, good signal. Not too far of a hop up to the repeater from Pendleton, but appreciate you coming by and you're sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you spending a few minutes to check in with us on a Saturday night. All right, let's go ahead and move to the ever-patient group on Saturday night. U through Z, Uniform through Zulu, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Mike.
Sure.
Please check in KA3 WPP Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa. Name's Howard. And I'm in Piedmont. Be negative and negative.
For HR. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another group of friendly voices and call signs in that group. And again, ever patient on Saturday night because they're normally the last ones to check in. Normally trying to get to them by the bottom half of the hour. It's a little late tonight. But up first, I'd like to welcome Shane. That's N4ZLK, N4ZLK. And Shane's over in Cleveland. So, Shane, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear your voice on the net, especially throughout the week as y'all keep the finals on the repeater warmed up throughout the week. Always nice to hear some friendly voices talking. And Shane, you're definitely good to hear you. Up next, we've got one of our VE testers with us. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP. That's Howard. And Howard, good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Hopefully I'll see you again in about 2 weeks or so. I got to look at my calendar. I guess it's 2 weeks. But anyway, Howard, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, our friend Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. And, of course, Tommy gets to bring his sweetheart, Miss Angela. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta, TBD, to be determined, I think you said was her call sign. But anyway, appreciate Tommy, you coming by and checking in, and good to get Miss Angela checked in here with you tonight. Appreciate y'all coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday night. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call for Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody for that group, so let's go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
K4HR, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Lima Echo Echo. I'm in Gray Court. I'll be negative and negative.
A long pause there. I just wanted to see if anybody else would come in there on your coattails. Normally when I open it up to the big group, we have a few check-ins that come in and come back in there. But again, I'm wondering if something else isn't going on, or maybe, like I say, that storm blowing through might have had some folks secure their equipment early for tonight. But Randall's call sign, Kilo, Kilo 4, Lima, Echo, Echo, KK4LEE. And Randall, you're sounding good from Gray Court tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and spending a few minutes on a Saturday night. All right, let's give one final call here before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. Net control, please check in KQ4GIV, Dell and Capabella.
Net control, could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. KQ4NHB, Danny, and Greenwood.
Check-ins there for the Blue Ridge Tail. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Gulf India Victor, KQ4GIV. And Dale's over in Campobello, so Dale, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, our friend Danny, that's Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. And Danny, appreciate you coming by. I hadn't heard your voice in a while, but again, most nights that's my fault, not yours, because I just don't get on the radio as much as I need to. Been just a busy month, it seems like. Feels like I haven't gotten anything done, but been busy nonetheless. But Danny, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. A good signal in the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in. All right, let's give one more final call. I know I said that last time, but one final call before we secure the formal portion and begin the RAG-2 portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. She's at work tonight. I'm home in Chesney. Check us in and out, please.
Control. Please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW Tony. Also, Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK Kim. We're located in Nashville and we'll be negative and negative. 73s.
Check-ins there. Some voices I haven't heard for a while. But anyway, Jamie, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Jamie's call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, KJ4UHX. And Jamie brings along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's KJ4YLN, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima, November. So, Jamie, appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Sabrina along. Always good to see your call sign in the log. Good to hear your voice, too. I hope you guys are doing well. Up next, another one of my, I think Tony and I talked about this, that anti-submarine warfare prefix. That's every time I hear ASW, that's what comes up. But November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. Tony, appreciate this. Kim, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK. So, Tony, appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Kim along. Got you logged in here. Always good to hear you, my friend. All right, give one final call. I know I keep saying that. One final call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge Tube Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. I was looking for a little bit of a pause there. We didn't get any additional check-in, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have taken the time to check in. All stations that have not, that are currently wishing to secure, may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins before or during RAGCHUs, or between the RAGCHUs. Goodness, can't even read tonight. I'm having a rough time. Anyway, we currently only have one station signed in, and looking through the log, that would be Kilo Kilo 4 KK4JBQ. Goodness, Larry, I can't get your call sign out. My eyes are just not wanting to play. I swapped out my glasses, and I'm wearing my old glasses because I grabbed them first. But, Larry, let me go ahead and dust off the stump, dry it off a little bit from the rain we got. Let me go ahead and hand the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
For HR. Good evening, Michael. This is KK4JBQ. First thing I want to address is a resource for those hams who are listening in tonight. Pass this along to others that might be open to it. I don't think I've ever brought this up. I subscribe to an e-zine. Now, that's an old word for publications on the net, on the internet. An e-zine for amateur radio. The address is very simple. Kilo 9 YankeeAlpha.org. Well, it's released the first of every month. It's, oh goodness, maybe 6 or 8 pages long. Very well written, illustrated, nice format. I enjoy reading it. So, I would suggest if you have any desire to have some extra resources around, and it's storytelling mostly, people who have done something in amateur radio and they're kind of proud of it maybe, they'll submit an article. So that suggests that if there's anybody out there who likes to write, who wants to be published, that's another thing that you might do. They take submissions. Anyhow, I'll let it drop, see if there's any comment on that. KK4JBQ.
An interesting, I hadn't actually heard of that URL, of course, while you were talking, I typed it in, and like you said, just looking for a comment, but it always is interesting to come across articles and read things, you know, QRZ.com, of course, is full of articles and opinions and everything else, so always looking for additional things to expand on the hobby, the knowledge, and the stories. Always enjoy finding out little things that folks have done with ham radio as far as the technical side, you know, the informational side, public safety side, you know, emergency preparedness side, always interesting to see how other folks are using ham radio. So that may be a good resource. I may have to go over there and subscribe myself. Over.
That's exactly it. It's a magazine format. Interestingly, with page breaks, it sends you from the first page to the eighth page to finish the article. You know how magazines used to be written that way. Anyhow, it's nicely illustrated, and I do enjoy it. Wanted to pass that along. Anyhow, I want to join in with all the others who have congratulated you on becoming a grandfather. That's a big special thing. Might interest you to know that Chad, goodness, I can't run off the top of my head. As soon as I said his name, I forgot his call sign. Well, it might come to me. Became a new grandfather first time in January. KO4NUE, that's it. I knew it would come to me if I just relaxed my mind. gracious. So, yeah, that was awfully special. You didn't mention the gender, so I will just submit that Chad is now the proud grandfather of a baby boy, a grandson. And, oh, I guess nothing beats that. Well, your first time being a father would probably be right up there with it. Anyway, that's an exciting thing to share with us. Thank you. And thank you for calling the net tonight. I'm sorry, I looked back in the log, and I noticed that, yes, somebody else substituted for you last month. But then the month before that, you had 57 check-ins. Now, that's a very good number. And I hope we have something approaching that tonight. Although this holiday probably has a lot of people scattered from here to there, maybe away from the radio. And I am concerned about folks that are traveling. The roads aren't what they used to be. I think a lot of people might understand my meaning. There are people on the roads that shouldn't be there, you know, for various reasons. And you don't know who's in your headlights. Who's coming up behind you? Well, so anyway, Godspeed to everyone coming home. There's no place like home, as Dorothy used to say. KK4 JBQ.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, let me pause here. I had a station kind of down there in the noise when you dropped. I think that is trying to check in. So let me pause here. The station trying to check in. Go ahead.
Hope Charlie Ford, Papa, Lima, Tango.
Okay, I got you in there. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa, Lima, Tango down in Gray Court. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm in.
I'm a call sign, but I'm having trouble getting the location out of the noise. Let me stand by and see if anybody can relay that the location for that station in. It may be a little bit down in the noise. Like I say, I'm not sure if you're on HT and maybe can boost power a little bit. Looking up the QRZ entry, it says Flowery Branch, Georgia. Is that correct? That time in Jackson County, Georgia. So, yeah, a little bit of noise on your signal. I mean, I'm able to copy, but I think it's my ears are playing more tricks on me than anything. But definitely got you logged in here, Richard, and call sign Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. Good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Definitely appreciate your patience making sure I got you logged in here correctly. My friend, we'll talk again soon. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, and while we'll have this pause, let me go ahead and see if we have any additional stations before we continue on with the RAG Chew. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
No. And then 4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet in the mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in, I can even have everybody on the net.
Pause there. You definitely got into the repeater, no problem. I think I still had the volume up listening to Richard, so I kind of scared myself when you keyed up the mic there. But, Jim, November 4, nothing like radio, N4NLR. And, Jim, sounding good. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Sounding good into the repeater, and always good to get you logged in here. Appreciate you checking in, spending a few moments with us on Saturday night. All right, then with those check-ins, we'll go ahead and continue on with our RAG Chew portion. Let me let this drop for just a second. Now, people keep congratulating me for being grandfather, and I'm having a tough time because I don't feel like I did anything except show up. But, again, it is kind of an honor for sure. You know, I'm looking forward to a lifetime of events and things going on for sure. Definitely I'm drawing a blank on the word, but just being optimistic for the future, I guess, is how I'm looking at it. But, yeah, I remember back in January when Chad welcomed his first grandchild in, too, and I had the same situation, a little boy. He came into the world June 4th, and, again, it was really a great thing, great feeling to be down there and, you know, kind of support them. We weren't really involved, which I guess is the thing now. You know, we stayed in our little hotel room, and they finally called us after everything was done, which I'm okay with that, too. Got to come in and see him, meet him, that kind of thing, and then we just kind of came back home and still look forward to visits and all that kind of stuff. So definitely looking forward to it. It is a wonderful thing, though. Like I say, it's an interesting outlook on life once a grandchild shows up.
Sir, that's it, exactly. KK4JBQ. With AK4HR on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, yeah, one suggestion I would make, and the follow-through is going to be the issue. Make sure you take plenty of pictures. They will be invaluable to you and later on to him as he grows. I have an aunt, one of two surviving members of my family, who sent me a packet along about my birthday. She's one of those folks who are, well, she tries to keep family together. You know, she's got a big family, extended family herself. But she's just been a real blessing to me. My mother's sister, younger sister. And so she and I have conversations about, oh, well, she took care of me when I was a baby from time to time. And she sent me a packet of printed photos, a family genealogy. My mama had a big family. Well, she actually had two families. Her father remarried after her birth mother passed and had another bunch of kids. I think they're 23 altogether. So it was often a topic of conversation because I never met anybody in family number two. But I met most of siblings of my mama, and well, it's just nice to have the genealogy and all those pictures. Well, somebody needs to be the record keeper in the family, and some people like that kind of duty. You know, they like all the details of family connections and everything. It's important to everybody later. Might not be so much as it's being accumulated, but it's a genealogy like that is a great thing to have in a family. Well, anyway, Donna and I have spent a quiet weekend. The only extra effort we made
had nothing to do with Independence Day. We just, on the 4th of July, we went out and cleaned up the patio as if we were going to have a barbecue, but we never did. Put on a new cover to the grill and got everything all tidied up. All I can remember that we started early in the morning and took about 2.5 hours. We're not very fast at anything. And it warmed up. Oh, my goodness, it warmed up. And we were both cooked. We have, our patio has a southeastern exposure. So as the sun rose, I saw the line creeping toward us. You know, the line between shade and bright sunshine. It crept toward us, and I said, honey, we've got to hurry up. Here it comes. And sure enough, we were standing out there in the blazing sun right along the end. Oh, well, that taught us. We are having summer now, a real summer, with all the humidity. Oh, gracious me. I'd forgotten what that was about. I had a foggy memory of what the humidity, but it's oppressive, you know. I didn't grow up here. Grew up in the mountains of East Tennessee. It never got this humid in the mountains, and it's, you know, a slightly different weather pattern there as well, you know. So anyway, but I love South Carolina. I've been here, oh goodness, 25 years now. And so we've adopted the state. We'll continue to live and then pass on from here, I'm pretty sure. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ in the Ragtree portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And yeah, Larry, a lot of topics going on there. If I miss something, let me know. But yeah, we've kind of had the same, you know, kind of a quiet fourth. Of course, I say quiet, but fireworks started, I think, on the 2nd and have kind of continued on. I haven't heard much tonight, looking out the window and knocking on wood, that they won't kind of, you know, drive the dogs and the cat crazy with the neighborhood fireworks going on. But I think they started about 11:30 on July 2nd. Our neighbors and I were talking about, we were all kind of getting ready to kind of go to bed, and boom, of course, about 11:30 on the 2nd, firework went off and woke all of us on the street up. Nobody's claiming who did it. I'm not sure if they want to after our little, again, neighbor get-together, and we all kind of complain. I think everybody's trying to keep secret where it came from. But, again, they, you know, living in a neighborhood around July 4th, we kind of expect it. So we did have, like, a small little get-together, just a couple of families, and, you know, just kind of did the potluck thing and just kind of sat around and fellowship for a little while. Just kind of talked and enjoyed. Our neighborhood does a small little, I think a lot of neighborhoods probably do, at our little, where the clubhouse is. Folks kind of gather there and light off fireworks on the 4th, which was really nice. You know, we didn't have to fight traffic or head somewhere where there was a big municipal, so to speak, fireworks show. We could see above the trees some of the other neighborhoods. So, again, nice quiet 4th. But you mentioned the heat today. You know, it's funny, yesterday I actually took a picture. I didn't realize that the thermometer on my mirror, I don't know, I drive an older Tahoe, and it's got the little compass and the temperature on the mirror. And I was driving, and it said 99 degrees, and I was like, I wonder if it'll hit 100 before I go home. And one, because I was curious if it was getting hotter, and two, I didn't realize it had 3 digits. So now I know it goes to 100. So that was yesterday on the way home from work. I was just like, holy mackerel, 100 degrees. So took a picture of that for posterity or whatever. But now I know at least the thermometer in the truck goes up to 100 degrees, and it was hot. But as you mentioned, I may have jinxed this on that one, because I remember talking to another neighbor not too long ago and saying, you know, it seems to me that this has been a relatively mild spring. And I said that maybe on the 14th or 15th of June, but it seems like once the 21st hit and the first day of summer, that somebody opened the furnace and the humidity just rolled in, because it has been hot. I'm kind of rambling on, so let me let this drop for just a moment. The activities outside. My wife and I are the same way. We don't really necessarily do anything quickly, but we try and get our, you know, tasks done, mowing the lawn, cleaning up the outside, but definitely limit the amount of time during the heat of the day for sure. So definitely understand that, but you know, definitely take breaks when you need to. It's not worth fighting the heat, that's for sure. But yeah, we've gotten most of our stuff and had a nice quiet fourth, and sometimes that's how we like it.
Well, I don't think I've ever fought the heat. Maybe I fought the heat years and years ago. I never felt that I could win, so I retreat from the heat if I can. And it's been our temperatures, it's been 100 plus here several days. And believe me, I walk out on the patio. It's right outside my shack. I walk out there and just want to get up and stretch or something like that. And it's not welcoming, I'll put it that way. You know, it just hits you right in the face. You know, the humidity especially. I can take heat, I think, but team it up with, my body can't regulate its own temperature with high humidities. That's the way we're made, you know. We need evaporation. I don't mind sweating, but I don't want it, you know, running down my face and all over me, soaking my clothes and such. But that will happen, you know, and the humidity is awfully high. 100 degrees, yeah, that's beyond my my comfort zone. Well, I laugh because this isn't comfortable, you know. I suppose there may be people who are conditioned to it, perhaps. They must work outside. Maybe they're in and out of a vehicle during the day. I think that's hard on a body, you know, it keeps your core temperature down, perhaps, to be in the vehicle with air conditioning and then have to run to a delivery or to a customer or something and back again into the vehicle. Don't know. That could bring on some sort of health issue. As we get older, don't we kind of concern ourselves with health issues? Maybe we don't understand the medical terms or what the implications might be, but we don't want to have medical issues. KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ in the Rags, your portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You know, I look at the folks that do, like you said, that have the jobs outdoors, the folks that deliver and work, and you know, a couple of years ago, I helped a friend of ours install an AC unit in the attic, and you know, they said we'll be there about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to get started. And I'm like, oh, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, I learned really quick why you don't work in the attic in the summertime past about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we came down just drenched, and now I understand why they started working in the dark. So, but I think years ago I may have told the story. We used to do a family vacation where our extended family would kind of go and rent a beach house at one of the North Carolina or South Carolina beaches over towards Ocean Isle or Hilton Head. Hilton Head, but anyway, southern, but I was thinking of Holden Beach up near North Carolina. But we rented a house up there, and, you know, we were there enjoying the vacation, but the house next to us was getting a roof replaced. And I felt so bad for that crew because they were out there all day long. And, you know, we could, you know, retreat to the air conditioning of the beach house and kind of watch them work. But they were there from sun up to sun down replacing the roof on this beach house. And I just, you know, in long sleeves so they didn't get burnt. Long sleeve, long pants. You know, obviously they had worked out there many times or had done roofs many times in the past to not get burned and all that kind of stuff. But I was just like, better them than me for sure is all I can say. But, you know, we went over and asked them if they needed water a couple of times or a cool drink, and, of course, they were already prepared for it. So I guess that's the key is once you acclimatize to it or prepared for it. But I'm like you. The heat just is not, you know, where I want to be working most of the time.
I think that that's the one consideration you cannot ignore. You have to hydrate. Well, I have to be thankful, you know, just say that out loud. I am thankful that I have had really good health my entire life, truly. I just passed in June. I passed 73. I'm working on 74 now. And, I'm just blessed. And, you know, one day it's all going to break down. It may snap suddenly. Some people say that's a good way to go. I don't know. But in any event, as one gets older, the concerns for your general health become, in some cases, paramount. And I've heard in relatives, friends, neighbors go on and on about health issues, making me feel that much more blessed, for sure. Anyway, if you're going to live in a southern state, you should hydrate. Just be sure to remember to hydrate. Have water on you. Force water if you don't think you need it even, you know. It does something to all the tissues, you know, especially your core temperature rises, and water is, well, if your radiator was overheating in the car, that doesn't happen much these days, but if your radiator overheats, you should have some water. The car would appreciate it. Oh, well, I'm just rambling now, so I'll say it's awfully good to have you call the net tonight.